Welcome everybody to KiwiRadio.nz, another live stream at you now, 10 a.m. on the Thursday, 7th September 2023. I am your host, Ralphie, putting out some tunes right now with a bit of jazz. To start with, Nina Simone, a classic vocalist, with a track called I Put a Spell on You.
A spell on you. Cause you're mine. Do, 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 do. You better stop the things you do. No, I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
Classic there, Nina Simone. Up next, I went CD thrifting. As you can see here, this is Lisa Crawley, a New Zealand songstress, one of my favorites. She's been around for a while, always bouncing back between New Zealand and the States, playing a lot of piano bars, like covers and things like that. She does like pianoke, where she plays live piano and people jump up for karaoke. I managed to catch one here in Auckland and it was real fun. Like I sung a bit of Radiohead and she tinkered away on the ivory and she was really good. But she's also a very good songwriter as well. So I was very stoked to find that in the thrift store for 50 cents. And I'll play it from my trusty CD player right now. A track called This Time Around.
Please don't let this one go. He's a good one, I know. I've been taken over with thoughts of him. Hope I don't make a mess. Seems it's what I do best. Should take one step. Surprise. Round and round we all go. surprise, surprise.
For you, a stunning singer-songwriter, pianist from New Zealand. I am live right now for you this Thursday, 10 a.m. Well, it's 10 past 10 now on the Thursday, 7th of September 2023, streaming on kiwiradio.nz. Going on to some news now. I got this little news piece from a friend of ours from the podcast, Matthew in Australia, was telling me about how Lockdown 2.0 is happening in America at the moment. I guess conspiracy theorist Alex Jones was completely correct when predicting that from his sources, internal sources, that there was going to be a Lockdown 2.0. So it looks like it's rolling out there in Kentucky and Texas, especially in the school districts after a, quote, surge of COVID cases. And so our fearless leader, well, selected leader, Biden there, is defying his own mask rules during a conference this September, just yesterday. He tells the, basically, he tells a room full of journalists not to reveal he hasn't worn his face mask when he walked up to the podium. There's a little video here which I'll play now.
Explain to the press, I've been tested again today. I'm clear across the board. But they keep telling me because this has to be 10 days or something, I got to keep wearing it. But don't tell them I didn't have it on when I walked in.
Yeah, yeah. You can't make it up. So the theater continues, and let's pop over a bottle of champagne to celebrate. This next track is New Zealand track.
Champagne
by Sal Valentine.
Girl, you about to make me lose control.
Champagne, eyes cold.
Girl, you about to make me lose control.
Champagne, eyes cold.
Girl, for you I'd even sell my soul.
Champagne, all night.
Baby, don't you know your eyes are. You let me love you right. That you're mine, oh mine.
Champagne, bells chime.
Can't believe it that you're mine, oh mine.
it.
Champagne, yeah. Bells chime.
Girl, let me turn your water to wine.
Oh. Champagne, ice cold.
Hey, your mouth will make me do this for control, baby, now.
Champagne, ice cold.
Girl, you're about to make me do this for control. Sell my soul. Yeah. Cool it, baby. Take him out.
Church, yes, just like the faith of politics. Here in New Zealand, we've got elections coming up next month, and the only party I've been recommended from truthers and conspiracy theorists is NZ Loyal, as they're against WEF and WHO. They actually publish some of the things that they want to change on their website, unlike the other major parties who just put out feel-good slogans like "In It For Us." Next is Jamie Cullum. I'm in a bit of a jazz tip this Thursday. I actually got to see Jamie Cullum when I was working at a music festival, and he was in one of those smaller stages, and he jumped up on from the stage to the crowd, started high-fiving people and shaking people's hands, and I got to touch his hand. He is an absolute pianist legend as well. He's quite short. I was very surprised. At the time, I didn't really have a phone with me, so I don't have video footage. So if there's no video, it didn't happen. But trust me, it was great. It was a great experience and a really good concert indeed. I actually, as a cover musician, like to play a lot of his songs from this album. Anyways, another thrift store find I found is for 50 cents is this CD. And I'll play a little bit of Wind Cries Mary here on KiwiRadio.nz.
After all, the jacks are in the boxes. And the clowns have all gone to bed. You can hear happiness staggering on down the street. Footprints dressed in red. And the wind whispers, Mary. A broom is barely sweeping up the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping. Somewhere a king has no wife. And the wind cries, Mary. Traffic lights turn blue tomorrow. Shine the emptiness down on my bed. The tiny island, it sags down the street. Cause the light that they leave there. and the wind screams Mary. It's old age, it's wisdom. Whispers know this will be the last. And the wind cries, Mary.
Kiwi Radio. If you're thinking of having a cry, like the winds crying of Mary, just look at some good internet memes, I reckon. There's a good one there of the billionaire Elon Musk being bombarded by some feds by the looks of it, and they're like, "You're hiding Twitter accounts in the attic, aren't you?" That kind of thing, like Special Agent Stasis or something. But yeah, you know, he's an entertaining billionaire and nonetheless to kind of look at, because he's, I don't know, he's kind of a rogue personality. But it's September now. In late July, Elon Musk actually shifted Twitter's name to X, if you were hiding in a hole and didn't know. But there's been some unusual loans happening around. Obviously, he also owns SpaceX as well as Tesla, but Elon Musk actually tapped into SpaceX, and a $1 billion loan was given around the time of acquiring X, formerly known as Twitter. It's an unusual loan in the latest example of how the world's richest man has drummed up cash from his empire of companies without having to permanently part with shares, enabling him to raise funds for his wide array of endeavors. SpaceX approved the loan, which was backed by some of his SpaceX stock in October, and Musk drew all of it down in the same month, according to documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. It couldn't be determined why he took on the debt. He paid the loan back shortly after he borrowed the money, returning $1 billion of, with interest to SpaceX in November. Musk and SpaceX didn't respond to requests for comment, but yeah, it looks like he's just shuffling money around within his own companies. I see that a lot with other companies as well.
Very many people who might say they have a favorite.
Here's a little snippet.
Elon Musk, it's very clear. It's X.
And now, Twitter joins the ranks of the billionaire's other companies as its name switches to X. But while the name is new, the URL X.com isn't. It's the latest chapter in a story that Musk started more than two decades ago.
I think X.com could absolutely be a multi-billion dollar bonanza.
Here's why the previous X.com didn't stick, and what its past can tell us about the app's future.
Oh, X, X.
Yeah?
You will be the letter of the day?
Oh, you bet I will.
Musk launched the original X.com in 1999 as a banking site after selling his first startup, Zip2.
X.com, in his conception at that time, was going to be the one-stop shop for financial services.
Jimmy Soni is the author of The Founders, a book about the beginning of PayPal. He spent 6 years interviewing Musk and his colleagues about the early days of the company.
He thought it was, as he put it to me, quote, the coolest URL on the internet.
I thought, well, if we can combine all types of financial services in one, so you can have like mortgages, like basically all your entire financial relationship seamlessly integrated together in one place online, that would be cool.
According to Sony, Musk thought X.com had advantages. It was short, making it easier to type into a browser and helpful for naming different products.
X as a digit, as a variable, allows you to say X checking, X PayPal, X loans, X this, X click, X that. So the idea was that X was a kind of hub, and from it would emerge all these other financial spokes.
But this vision for Musk's site didn't pan out. In 2000, X.com merged with Confinity, the company that owned PayPal, a peer-to-peer payment product. And founders Musk, Max Levchin, Peter Thiel, and other executives disagreed on several things. One was the name.
Some of the X.com people believe that X is a touch salacious. It's a little confusing. It's even sinister. They hear this directly from customers.
Money was also a problem. The company wasn't making a profit yet and was reimbursing customers who had been defrauded online.
The PayPal folks, the Confinity team, Max and Peter's team, are saying to themselves, listen, we don't have a lot of runway. Fraud is very, very high. The economy is clearly collapsing, and we have this successful product called PayPal. We should put all our eggs in that basket.
Musk was eventually forced out of the company and temporarily left behind X.com and his ambitions for the site. But he came back to the URL. In 2017, Musk repurchased the domain, tweeting that it held sentimental value to him.
He held on to it and held on to the ideas for 20 plus years, and now he is trying to bring them back to life.
Musk says that the PayPal that emerged in the years after he left the company didn't match the vision he had for X.com.
If PayPal had executed the plan that I wanted to execute on, I think it would probably be the most valuable company in the world.
Yeah.
It would be called X, but it would be the most valuable company in the world.
He told the All In podcast last year, prior to his purchase of Twitter, that he wanted to create an app that emulates WeChat from China.
If you're in China, it's basically, you kind of live on WeChat. It does everything. It's sort of like Twitter plus PayPal plus a whole bunch of other things and all roll into one with actually a great interface. And it's really an excellent app.
Purchasing Twitter opened up another chance. But this time, Musk had more to work with.
When Elon talked about why he was buying Twitter, he saw it as jump-starting his grander ambitions for X. And with that acquisition in late 2022, he was getting a huge user base that had already grown accustomed to coming to Twitter on a daily basis.
Musk said in a tweet that the shift to X reflects Twitter's expanded capabilities since he took over the site, saying the name Twitter made more sense when it was just 140 character messages going back and forth. But he and Twitter CEO Linda Yaccarino hinted at a future for the site that could look more like Musk's original vision. Advances in tech since 1999 could help X succeed where X.com failed.
I think that when Elon was trying to do X.com in 1999, most people were dialing up to get their internet. Web pages loaded super slow. There was no mobile app ecosystem. There was no iPhone.
But some of the problems X.com faced in 1999 are still a problem today, like the name.
It's not clear exactly what the rights are for X as a company going forward, not just in the U.S., but around the world with various jurisdictions. And it also, it's one of those things, it's not clear what the user is going to think of it as. Is this a dirty website, or is this going to be the world's greatest financial institution?
And money is still an issue. The site has struggled to win back advertising dollars it lost during Musk's takeover, and it took on billions in debt during the sale. Plus, attempts at a super app haven't taken off in the U.S., and regulators have voiced concerns about social networks dabbling in finance, like when Meta attempted a crypto payment system in 2019.
The U.S. Has rules in place to protect consumers, and there's a lot of hurdles and steps that involved to become a bank or to become a financial institution. So that's one of the things that Elon Musk will have to deal with as he kind of expands what X is or what it wants to be.
X didn't comment, but people familiar with how Musk works say not to count him out.
This is me, curling a 45.
Oh my gosh.
While there are lots of really smart people out there who say being able to replicate a super app here in the U.S. is impossible or really hard to do, you kind of get the idea that he's looking to prove them wrong, that he's going to be very excited to show what he can do.
Okay, there we go. So that video snippet's from the Wall Street Journal. If you didn't know, Musk bought Twitter, /X for $44 billion. Dollars. Not pesos, dollars. So talk about the most vanity purchase in the world, considering does Twitter actually make any useful products? Not particularly. I mean, look at the other big companies like Google. At least they're branching out with, I don't know, cameras or something like that, tangible stuff. I've yet to see anything tangible from Twitter other than an extremely vanity purchase. And it just kind of questions, like, if you're moving money around within your own companies, treating it as business activity when really it's just you. And I've seen this happen in New Zealand companies as well that I worked for. You know, they're pushing money around within their own branches and looking at it as business activity. And speaking of cool domains, though, kiwiradio.nz was a domain that we snapped up and hopefully can do something with that. Considering I had my last tax audit and they're questioning whether or not I'm a viable business or a glorified hobby with a radio station not making anything, if in fact red. I'm not sure how long we'll keep it, but hopefully you're enjoying it in the meantime. I certainly am. I've got good visions for kiwiradio.nz. It's a really cool, exciting domain. And look, if you do want to support the servers and what we do, there are ways on our website as well. For as little as $5 per month, you can join in. We also have open lines available now, 09889855, if you ever do want to stay in contact with the radio station for whatever means, whether you've got original music whatsoever and or just want to have a chat. That'd be really cool. Anyways, it is 10:30 right now this Thursday, live for you, continuing with the jazz tip with Bill Chalop, who is Williamson Morrison Chalop, an American jazz pianist, with a track called You're All the World to Me, which pretty much sums up my feelings to you for listening. You're all the world to me. Thank you for being part of this music community here at Kiwi Radio. We'll be right back. Plus 10 here on Thursday, 7 p.m. 7th of September, sorry, at 10:30 a.m. In this increasing world of AI, I'd like to read the next article now from The Atlantic, a short story by Bruce Schneier about how robots are killing people. The robot revolution began long ago, and so did the killing. One day in 1979, a robot at a Ford Motor Company casting plant malfunctioned. Human workers determined that it was not going fast enough. And so, 25-year-old Robert Williams was asked to climb into a storage rack to help with moving things along. The one-ton robot continued to work silently, smashing into Williams' head and instantly killing him. This was reportedly the first incident in which a robot killed a human. Many more would follow. At Kawasaki Heavy Industries in 1981, Kenji Urata died in similar circumstances. A malfunctioning robot he went to inspect killed him when he obstructed its path, according to Gabriel Halevy in his 2013 book, When Robots Kill. As Halevy puts it, the robot simply determined that the most efficient way to eliminate the threat was to push the worker into an adjacent machine. From 1992 to 2017, workplace robots were responsible for 41 recorded deaths in the United States, and that's likely an underestimate, especially when you consider knock-on effects from automation such as job loss. A robotic anti-aircraft cannon killed 9 South African soldiers in 2007 when a possible software failure led the machine to swing itself wildly and fire dozens of lethal rounds in less than a second. In a 2018 trial, a medical robot was implicated in killing Stephen Pettit during a routine operation that had occurred a few years earlier. You get the picture. Robots, quote, intelligent and not, have been killing people for decades. And where their future lies, I guess, with drones and robot dogs, all manned and controlled, like whole fleets of them, by one general. When citizens don't comply to new rules and things like that, new negotiations, that's where we could be leading robots without a conscience. And it could be just like the movie The Matrix. Next up is Texas, a band, I've got their CD again, from the Greatest Hits CD, which sums up what I've just spoken about. The song is called Insane. Kiwi Radio.
Somebody told me it was over. Nobody told me where it began. No one believes in you. I understand. Lost his way, no one hears a word of what you say. I forgive you, would you do the same? Yeah.
You're tuned into Kiwi Radio Live. That is the band Texas with a track called Insane. Bit of local talk now. It is coming up to elections next month, or selections, however you view it. Again, I will promote the party NZ Loyal. That's apparently the only alternative party I should be voting for. But if you do have faith in politicians, the major three, Labour, National and Greens, yesterday saying they are wanting to commit 1,000 more state houses a year in Auckland.
So there we are.
More housing. However, let me tell you a little quick story about state houses. One of my fond memories of great vacation places is Rotorua, really well known as a tourist spot here in New Zealand. However, I've been told by locals over there, but due to the introduction of state housing, there's been an increase of crime, and it's one of those places that you kind of want to just visit at daytime. You don't want to stay there overnight or anything like that. It's just not a place to go to anymore. So there we go. Maybe more increased crime. That'll create more commerce for Auckland as state houses rolls in. That's if you were silly enough to vote for those three majors anyways. Anyways, the next song is by the Go-Go's. Track is called Vacation. And I recommend not to vacate in Rotorua if you are a tourist. Or just stay there during the day. Kiwi Radio. KiwiRadio.nz. The Go-Go's with a track called Vacation. Next up, some Kiwi music from Brooke Fraser, her album What to Do with Daylight, another CD you find there at the thrift store for 50 cents. Now's a good time to be buying CDs if you've got the room and passion for that. I like finding like Kiwi albums particularly, seeing as we're KiwiRadio.nz. But I thought I'd play a track there that's an ode to really me doing these live streams. It's called Waste Another Day. Have I wasted another day of streaming to absolutely nobody and crickets? I can't be too hard on myself, though, considering the new YouTube algorithms with discoverabilities, blocking or shadow blocking. I mean, that's what I like to tell myself. Or maybe I'm just not that popular at all. But if you would like to say hello to me, you can call in on 09889855 sometime today or another day. Or email me at kiwiradio@proton.me, especially if you've got some local music that you'd like aired on the station, something like that. That'll be really cool to find. Another great reason why I do like CD shopping is you sometimes find CDs that can't be found, or music that can't be found online, and you kind of reintroduce it back into the online world. Or bands that are local and are not online anymore for whatever reason, you still have them on CD format. So I'll keep hunting and thrifting for you there. Waste Another Day with Brooke Fraser, definitely a household name here in New Zealand, not underground at all. Kiwi Radio. When we've everything on our side and nothing in our way, we can do what we wanna, 'cause today the world is ours. Nothing gray, just real time and color in which to whittle away the hours. We could speak till nothing's left unspoken. We could drive till we run out of road. We could drink till we've emptied the ocean, but I'd be happy here, happy just to hold you till the sun's and planets disappear. I could stay in your arms all year, even if that means infinity through, if being productive is being with you, then baby, I don't want to waste another day. radio.nz with your host there, Ralphie, streaming live right now. Almost 11 a.m. here on a Thursday, 7th of September 2023 New Zealand time. If you are listening from overseas, hello. I see the lights popping up there in the UK, Colchester listening in. We are actually a day ahead. Remember that. We are streaming from the future. Speaking of future, I would love to introduce you to the future stars of New Zealand music, including Dan Millward, who we had the grace of interviewing here on Kiwi Radio. So if you want to unlock old interviews, head over to the supporters page for as little as $5 a month. You can unlock those archives and re-enjoy some discoveries of local music. We try to keep it genuine here on the station, so Dan Millward will be closing off this hour with a track called Genuine.
Need to take a look at myself, see that I am true to myself, 'cause I don't wanna sell a part of me to please somebody else. Look at myself, 'cause all my thoughts come from the state of where my heart is. So if I'm ever fake, then I am heartless. But when they only take it as the hardest, Lord, I need help finding a way to bring light into the darkness. Show me guidance without it, I'm childless. I just wanna be genuine regardless. I would come apart if I lost a part of myself and never become what I'm not for somebody else. I'm the keeper of what I got and I'll never settle. I would come apart if I lost a part of myself and never become what I'm not for somebody else. I'm the keeper of what I got and I'll never settle. Pulling at me, trying to tell me who I should be. Tell them all to leave, 'cause they are never getting hold of me. I just wanna be more than a lost soul drifting with the current, 'cause my breath could leave all of a sudden. So I'm here putting all of my heart in. When I can't see, I won't stop finding a way to let you love in. So I can still be rich even with nothing, and genuinely know who I'm becoming. I would come apart if I lost a part of myself and never become what I'm not for somebody else. I'm the keeper of what I got and I'll never settle. I would come apart if I lost a part of myself and never become what I'm not for somebody else. I'm the keeper of what I got and I'll never settle. Showing all my scars, 'cause I love what I've done. Won't dictate what I become. My heart's aching. Took the leaves off, 'cause I know that I'm enough. On my own, knowing my heart won't be shaken. I would come apart if I lost a part of myself and never become what I'm not for somebody else. I'm the keeper of what I got and I'll never settle. I would come apart if I lost a part of myself and never become what I'm not for somebody else. I'm the keeper of what I got and I'll never settle.
Kiwi Radio. Next up is a bit of a gamble. I looked at this CD, thrifting for CDs for 50 cents a pop, and this one had an interesting CD cover. It looked independent by the way it kind of was packaged and things like that. It wasn't like a typical sort of CD sleeve. It was like paper and kind of like almost handmade. But there's a band called Denmark with three older looking blokes at the front there. And I thought, well, you know, older musicians, generally, they are good because they've been doing it for a long time. So I thought I'd give this a go and who knows what it actually sounds like. But I'll play the opening track, seeing as the opening tracks are usually the strongest. And there's a little bit of, you know, linear notes on the CD, which I'll read now. So this track is from a band called Fired, I think. Basically, that's what happened to me with my old job, now made redundant. big joke there. Not that funny. But F-A-E-R-D, F-A-E-R-D, and the A and E are combined, so I can't remember what it's called when they do that. But yeah, it's from the album Landmark, and this track is Overtime. It says that Jens composed this horn tune in the old tradition and femspring in 5/4 time, and has been a favorite tune of ours for years. So again, weird time signatures. I'm a student of music. I'd like to hear this. Hopefully you would too. Let's take a gamble. And you're tuned into Kiwi Radio. Thanks for tuning in, by the way, today. And remember, tune in on our normal time, Tuesday, 7 p.m. New Zealand time. It is now almost 11 a.m. here this Thursday. Thank you. into kiwiradio.nz. That was a good find. I'm glad I took a chance on that CD. Did not expect sort of like a old world Age of Empire soundtrack with that one, so I'm definitely going to be adding my notes to the CD collection. That one's a good one to discover more of the 10 tracks from their album. Now, their website no longer exists. The website was published on the CD, but I will try and contact their email address. Who knows, it might go to a void, but I'd love to get them on and interview them if they are still active as musicians. And if you want to be interviewed for the podcast, please add me on Instagram, which is instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz. And big shout out to Keb there listening in today. Thank you so much. And that's pretty much it. Thank you for today's show. If you want to support me as an independent music journalist podcaster, head along to kiwiradio.nz, consider a subscription. Otherwise, see you at our usual slot of Tuesday 7 p.m. New Zealand time as we interview great Kiwi and indie musicians each and every week. Hope you've enjoyed today's stream and music discoveries. You have a great day now. Take care.